Good afternoon. This is the Healing Codes Q&A on Thursday evening at 8:30 Eastern Time, February 21st, 2019. I am Linda Brewer. I am your host, and we are here to support you and any guidance that we can give to enhance your relationship using the codes, thus with yourself. So we welcome you. Thank you so much. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask, any comments you would like to share, whatever, just hit star 2 to raise your hand, and I will unmute you. Remember, this call is being recorded for future, for people to listen to in the future, but whatever you share, people will reap benefits from it. So will you. As blessings always, when they go out, they always come back, I do believe. And so we welcome you. And is there anyone who has anything they would like to say or start with tonight? If so, hit star 2 to raise your hand. I am not here to give medical advice or advise about anything in your medical world. Please contact your physician. And if there is no comments at this time, we will begin with our prayer. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to and fill in your issue, would be found, opened, and healed by filling you and me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. This will enable your body to prioritize what needs to be healed first. Please get comfortable if you need to take a drink of water, whatever. And we will begin the Universal Healing Codes position for whatever your situation was. Both hands bridge. Second hand, second position, both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. And as you begin to think about what you put in for healing and truth and acknowledgement, from the beginning to the end, do you notice any change? Is there anything you would like to share? About anything. We do not have any answers coming in on our Q&A tonight. So is there any topic anyone would like to discuss? Anything going on in your life? Well, as I was thinking about tonight, I thought about, well, February is the month of love, Valentine's, and how people really want to make their special ones feel very loved. What does Valentine's mean to you? How does the word love resonate with you? What is your most loving moment? And who was it with? What was your most unlovable moment? And who was involved in the moment? Any comments, questions, hit star 2 to raise your hand, please. What does not knowing and believing that you are loved in the good times and the bad times and anything in between, what does that mean to you? And how would it change your behavior if you knew that you were just one big bundle of love? Do you believe that? Do you believe you're worth love? Do you feel like love costs too much? What is your belief about love and being loved and loving? So it's one thing to be love. It's another thing to do the loving, another thing to feel unlovable. And I think the worst thing mankind would be not to feel anything. Please hit star 2 to raise your hand with any comments, questions. Do you have a time and moment in life when you did not feel loved? Was there a moment in time when you felt all loved? And what is the difference in the feelings and the thinking and the doings of those moments? What does love feel like? When you think of love, do you think of just this beautiful heart, peaceful, giving, hopefully receiving place that is just all love, no condemnation, no judgment, just pure love, pure light? Hit star 2 to make a comment. Is there a time and moment in life that you would go back and relive and do things differently if you knew how pure love you really are? Do you give love without any expectation? You just love because you are love. Hit star 2 if you have any comments. What is your favorite love moment? How do you make excuses for not being loved? How do you embrace those moments when love just overfloods you in the strangest places? And you wonder, how do I live without this all the time? Do you believe that your spirit and your intentions are perfect? Do you know how significant you are? Do you know how loved and loved you are? If you were scaling, I am lovable, what would you give yourself? What number would you give yourself if you believed that you were totally worthless and unlovable. Do you understand the intention of your purity in the moment? Star 2 to raise your hand, because I am flying off the cuff here, just hoping that something will resonate with someone that they would like to share. What do you believe love cost you? Is loving worth it? On a scale of 1 to 10, how lovable do you think you are? Just pure love. No motive, nothing, just pure love. And when you hear a sound, or you hear the sound of someone's voice, or something is said to you, and you want to react in fear, that is your action to make sure you don't get rejected. I better not show up as love, or I will be taken advantage of. Do you have a belief that love leads to loss? And if so, what moment in time did you love so that the grief was so strong that you did not want to continue loving in its purest form? Do you believe you're unlovable? And at what time and moment in life did you get shamed about being the great human being you are? What price, financially, emotionally, spiritually, health-wise, have you paid for the approval of love? And how many times have you covered up wanting to be loved by a prideful attitude? I don't need their love. Who do they think they are anyway? What is the price you pay for not being loved and being loved? And do you believe there's a price that has to be paid? How does this affect your body? What systems does it affect? It affects your energy level. It keeps you living in fear instead of peace. It cuts down on your ability to be where your pancreas can function at a normal rate. And it affects the hypothalamus and the pineal part of the brain, the part that helps you think and know that you're safe. What comes to mind now that you would love to heal about being loved or unlovable? If you were saying something very truthful about your lovability for yourself and others, what would it be? The bottom line and the truth is that each and every one of us are love. And nothing will ever change that. It may not look like that because of our belief system and our experiences. but it is the truth. You are love. So as you think about this month of love, when you think about social media, and you think about the things people are doing to get attention and to have importance, what is your game for your importance and for your love? Is it safe for you to love yourself? Do you believe that nothing can stop the love of God flowing into you? How do you take care of yourself? Do you understand and walk in the truth that you are truly a miracle? If we were sitting and having coffee, would you give me permission to love and respect you just the way you are? Or would you try to appear to be someone else? What does this do to your personal power and the ability to celebrate you? Do you feel like you have to do anything to make someone else love you? Or do you just show up and be loved in someone's life and in your own life? When is the time that you felt most lovable and most loved? Do you have that moment? Is anyone on the call that would like to share it? Or your most unlovable moment? When your heart was just crushed and you felt like the breath was gone forever and you lived through it and you wished you hadn't. It would be so easy to give up, but that innate part of you that knows that you're loved, you're lovable, that will not let you get up and you get angry and you just want to go run, you go do something crazy. And it can be anything from simple as sitting down eating a whole chocolate pie. Or it may be doing something as going and being unfaithful to a mate. It may even be going and killing someone with your words, your eyes, your thoughts, your actions, or physically killing them with some type of instrument. Love will make you do the unthinkable, but it will also help you do what we think is impossible, just showing up as love. What is your way you show up just to be loved, just as you are? Think about that for a moment. And if you're feeling any stress in your body or in your thinking, or you want to run or you want to hang up, I would encourage you to hit star 2 to raise your hand. And whatever, wherever you are, whatever you're thinking, whatever your position in life is, share. You are love. You're peace and your joy and your comfort and your delight, and you are a love of yourself in a healthy way. Any comments? Hey, please hit star 2 to raise your hand. Are you able to make choices that will help you love yourself and love others? How would you go about healing your love thoughts? And how would you go forth being love, a radiant love that you're grateful to be here? You're grateful to be able to touch the lives of those that you know. And what happens when you just fly off the handle? And you lose it. And you feel anything but lovable. And the circumstances or your days are just almost unbearable. But you go through just one more thing. And then I will feel loved. I will be at peace. Where is the place that I'm looking for to be safe, accepted, loved, honored? Can I get there in this lifetime? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You are a miraculous creation. You were created to love and be loved. Are you willing to take care of yourself with that truth? Nothing can stop the love of God, and nothing can stop you from being the type of person you are when you know the truth. You are love. Any comments? Hit star 2 to raise your hand. So let's take a moment. Alex once taught, if you put your hands, if you know what I'm talking about, in a praying hand position, and you put them right up under your chin, and you just sit there in that position, breathing in and out, you're aligning all of your energy chakras. You are in a peaceful place that no man dare not tread, but honor in the pure sense of love and truth and light. Can you be in that place? And does your mind wonder what happens? What is love to you? What is peace to you? And what is turmoil, undecisions, or indecisions? In everything opposite of love and peace, how does that affect you? How does it affect your relationships? Please hit star 2 to raise your hand. Does anyone have any comment on their belief and their experience with love? Anyone? Do you know how honoring it is to look at your names and your numbers and know that life is not perfect for any of us? And you have come tonight because you know love is the answer. Peace is the product. Hope and joy will come in the morning and tonight. Love. And to me, the greatest example of love that I have comes through my faith. And on the cross, the thief who was nailed to the cross, who had a wicked past, did not deserve to even be crucified with Christ. And he looked and he proclaimed him as the King of the Jews. And then he was told, this day you will be with me in paradise. And I declare to you tonight, if you can believe and walk in the truth, you are love. And nothing can change that. And you can be in your paradise when we get off this call, while we're on this call. And you can live in that because you know the truth. You are love. Star 2 to raise any hand. And ladies, I know it cannot be fun, and gentlemen, if we have any, to sit and listen to me talk here. There's a lot going on in the Healing Codes family with the trilogy and with memory engineering and the website and all the other things Alex is up to. How do you feel about belonging to this great family? What would you change if you were at the head of the helmet? What would you do differently? Anything? Maybe not. Any comments? All right, very good. Thank you. 6753, you're on the air.
Good evening, Linda. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Whatever thing that's been on my heart, one of the talk show hosts that I've listened to on the radio, and I haven't even heard this on any of the news stations. I'm sure they won't probably talk about it, but I think we are. Saturday's supposed to be a day of mourning and a day of prayer for our nation, and I think as believers we need to pray for the amount of abortions that are going on in this country that should not even be taking place, and that we need to pray that these ladies, you know, they can come to know Jesus and come to know the love of God. Cause I can't even imagine. He was saying, this talk show host said that since the Roe versus Wade, since that was passed, I don't remember what year, but he said there's been 60 million babies that have been that have died because of, you know, a amount of abortions that are going on in our country. And I don't know about how anybody else feels about it, but that's not good, people. That's not good when babies are being killed, because life is very sacred. And the thing I worry about in this country, not just with babies, but I'm seeing it with older people too, and other situations with the amount of shootings that we have going on in our school systems. Life is very sacred, and we need to, I think it's part of the Healing Codes family, those of us who are part of that, we need to, you know, make sure we are doing these codes, that we are doing our part as believers and being a light out there, letting people know life is very sacred in an area of life. Life is sacred, and that we need to be treating life with dignity and respect.
Well, I will amen that, and I think we're living in a time when people's hearts, their pain, their their inability for anything to be sacred has long passed the decency mark, and yet I do believe there's a greater love, there's a greater light, and there's a greater power that is protecting those of us who choose love, who choose to be healthy. And I do not know the answer, but I do believe man's hearts are being shown. Is man any more wicked than they've ever been? I don't think so. I just think it's all out there. And so I think that's an awesome suggestion, that when we do our codes, include those who live in a space that they, and I'm honoring those who believe in abortion, because everybody has a right to their choice. But I also believe that there is a right and wrong. There is a light and darkness. There is a distinct difference. And being a human being of value and love, and being one that lives selfishly, prejudicially, you know, whatever, there's just not any light or love in their spirit or in their life. So it is amazing where our society is, and the respect of our presidency office and all of the other people who are coming in behind wanting to claim the office, and they can do things better, but none of them talk about peace and love, and if what is right and wrong for the human heart and the human soul. So my prayer would be that we would be awakened to what is right and loving and honoring for every human being on earth, and that we would all live in a peace and a joy that is unspeakable and unexplainable, but people see it and know it in us. So thank you.
You are welcome.
All right. And we can't choose anyone's behavior, but we can certainly lift them up in a love and a light that they've never known the power of.
Amen.
Yes. I don't understand all that goes on in our world and how people think. So my responsibility is to live in peace and quiet and to send love. I think that's the answer, regardless of what's going on, is to send love. And let God do the rest, let love do the rest, let peace and honoring. And you know, there's an old saying, people don't know that they don't know. And I think we're living where a lot of people don't even know that they don't know that there is a peaceful way to live. You have anything else you'd like to say, hon?
No, I think that's it. I think you hit it right on the spot. And if we are living as individuals in love and peace and joy and kindness, forgiveness, I believe 100% it's going to be, other people are going to see it in our lives if we're living it and truly mean it and with the intent of the heart.
Yes. And I think that's what we're called to do in every circumstance. We stand in that love and that light and that peace, that the surroundings around me are less than desirable, but I'm going to walk in a peace that I radiate with love and truth and light. And we can only do that through the power of love and faith. So it will be interesting, as everyone seems to be focused on 2020, what's going to come up and what's going to happen. And I don't think anybody could ever, I don't think anyone in history could have ever have predicted that we would be in America in the position we're in. So taking that few moments just to send that, I love the part of trilogy that is just the river of life. And so if we just all say wherever anyone is, that the river of life will become alive for them and they will sense their power and their love flowing in a direction and in actions and beliefs that they never ever dreamed possible that was part of their life. And we appreciate your contributions to the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your insights too, Linda. Blessings to everyone on the call and to you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you. And we need it. We need it. I have a brother that went in for a gallbladder operation, and they have found out he has congested heart failure, and the veins in his around his heart are becoming very thin. And yes, he was going in for an outpatient gallbladder surgery and been in the hospital for a week now. And it's just amazing when we have to process life whether we want to or not. And so I appreciate your prayers and for my family and my loved ones, and we all have those. And so as we go through this week, what could we remember you for?
Just I had the opportunity to work in a care facility and to do pastoral care work, so I am blessed beyond measure of the way the Lord's using me. The Lord is working through me and using through me to just to be a part of the lives of others. And I truly have been on the receiving end. So I am blessed beyond measure. And I'm just so thankful.
All right. Well, we will give praise and gratitude for your love that you're receiving and the love that you're giving, and you're keeping it in balance, and you're protecting yourself for the love that no man can touch.
I mean, it's amazing. It's like working in a care facility that I work in. These people are so, these residents are so grateful, so appreciative. Staff is so grateful, so appreciative, and It's just been awesome. I'm just so thankful that I had the best job ever, one of the best jobs I've had. I've had several great, wonderful jobs, but I'm just so very thankful for all that God has given to me each and every day, just to be able to serve Him and to live for Him and to continue to show God's love and to receive God's love. It's been wonderful, and I'm so very thankful.
Yes. Well, we're grateful for you, young lady.
Thankful. I'm thankful for the Healing Couch, for the trilogy, for the Healing Couch family, and for God's word and what you shared tonight. Because we have God's love, and God loves us so much that He was willing to die on the cross for our sins. He's an awesome God. And none of us deserve God's love, but yet because of our sin, God gives us love and grace.
And I often use in some of my classes and people I'm speaking with, because they want to do to earn love. They got to be good enough. They got to do this. And I said, you know, the thief on the cross, all he did was say, "You are." And he entered into a life that he could never have imagined. So as we say, "I am love, and I receive that love and the purity of it without any conditions, and I will walk by faith that I am loved and I am resonating and radiating with a love. From my heart and my spirit and my mind that neither man nor time can erase. That type of prayer, that type of statements or comments or conversations will carry us farther than we could ever dream about going. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to comment tonight? Well, I have 9:16, and I would like to say let's close with a prayer of solidarity, unity, respect, and honor, and whatever you call love, and of how it feels for you, may you abundantly be blessed. And may the product of that peace bring your calmness and the stillness and rest and everything you need to be in perfect harmony with your life, your mind, and your spirit. That we receive exactly where we are, love, and we walk in that in a way we've never walked before. I am love. Both hands, Adam's apple. Left hand, bridge. Right hand jaw. Both hands temples. Both hands jaws. Left hand, Adam's apple, right hand, bridge. Both hands, bridge. Go in peace. Go in joy. Go in radiance of a love and a power that neither man can erase nor time can destroy. You are love. Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you. And know that you are love. Thank you. Have a great one. I'm going to open it in case everybody wants to say good night. 4182, you came on a little bit late on my screen. Is there anything you would like to speak or mention tonight?
Hi, I think that might be me. I don't know if I got the right number. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you know, I just want to ask because I thought it was beginning, the call was beginning at this hour, but I think I'm an hour late. So I'll change it on my calendar. And the other thing is I do want to tell you, I want to share with whomever's listening that a few months ago, this last summer, I was on a call with you, with the healing codes, and I requested a special code for a special project I had. It's something that I had been working on for years and years. And it was only until I obtained that code that I was able to manifest this project that I had, you know, been working on so diligently. And I was given the code, and my understanding was that the codes expired after a week or two, but I remember, and this is the true question, that at the time when I got the code, I was told that this one would not expire, that I could actually use it not only for that particular objective, but also for anything related to it. So I don't know if that information is correct. I don't know if you don't have an answer for me. I want to do is just thank you. Thank, you know, Dr. Lloyd for all his devoted and wonderful work, and all of you who contribute so much to all of us. And to thank, I don't remember the name of the practitioner that gave me the code, but, you know, energetically, I hope she's getting my gratitude because it worked. So thank you so much.
Well, you're most welcome. Thank you for sharing. And yes, there's no doubt she is being blessed as you're blessed, and as we share and we're open and honest, and what the codes do that just help you relax to open up that greatness and that truth in you and help you eradicate the lies, and you can choose to be love, light, and truth. And that will always prevail and manifest things that our minds cannot even conceive.
Yes.
So we appreciate you joining us tonight. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, and blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening.
Well, you too. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have anything? Good night. Now, where are you located, 4182?
I'm in West Los Angeles, in California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The big CA. where life really begins to change and sweeps across our country, right?
Oh, but yeah.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Because you're welcome, and thank you for joining us. So, well, good night, guys, and we will see you. I think I've got a couple of more weeks coming up. So please join us again. And if there's anything you would like to discuss, you can go on the website and post it, or you can send me an email and say, you know, this is something I would really like to discuss tonight. And participation is truly what makes these calls valuable. And I had no idea I would get to talk 45 minutes on love. And it's not something that I just usually say, you know, what would be a good topic. And since Valentine's, and I saw so many men, I went to our local grocery store, Fresh Market, and on Valentine's Day, and apparently I've never been to the grocery store on Valentine's Day before, because I have never seen so many men shopping, buying flowers, candy. And I heard so many of them say, well, I've got to get something for my kids, too. And I thought, wow, what blessed children. And so it is a month of love. And so, and then we'll just continue that love on into what people call April Fool's Day and the luck of the Irish and all of that. And just know that we're just grounded in love. And that's what counts. So I send each one of you a big, big, big box full of chocolates and love and appreciation and gratitude. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.